Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing. On this day in history, March 23, 1989, scientists Stanley Pons and Martin Fleischmann announced what they claimed was cold fusion, sparking both excitement and intense debate in the scientific world. Today, we're navigating a similar landscape of innovation and challenge, covering the evolving impact of AI on our careers, global economic shifts, critical healthcare developments, and key political and legal headlines from around the world. We draw our insights from a wide array of sources, including BBC News, Hacker News, NPR, US Top News, CNBC, The New York Times, TechCrunch, and many others. Arohi, let's kick things off with AI and the workforce. What are young workers doing to future-proof themselves?
Good morning, Arjav. A Wall Street Journal report shows young professionals are adapting by focusing on skills AI struggles with: complex problem-solving, emotional intelligence, and creative tasks. Many are also gaining AI certifications to become orchestrators of the technology, rather than being replaced. They prioritize roles requiring human interaction and nuanced judgment, strategically augmenting their capabilities for an AI-driven future.
That's a proactive approach. But where does AI fall short, particularly in workplace dilemmas? Should we be asking chatbots about office problems?
A psychologist suggests we should first turn to a close colleague for difficult conversations, office politics, or social activities. AI lacks the emotional intelligence, contextual understanding, and empathy a human offers. Relying solely on chatbots for delicate matters can lead to missteps, highlighting the irreplaceable value of human connection and mentorship in professional environments.
That makes sense. Human relationships are still paramount. Speaking of AI and technology, there's buzz about an iPhone running a massive AI model. What can you tell us about the iPhone 17 Pro's capabilities?
The iPhone 17 Pro has reportedly demonstrated running a 400 billion parameter large language model, or LLM, directly on the device. This is a monumental step for on-device AI. It suggests a future where sophisticated AI tasks can be performed locally, without cloud reliance, offering enhanced privacy, speed, and efficiency for mobile users.
Truly impressive. From individual device power, let's zoom out to global economic and workforce trends. Germany, a major economic powerhouse, is facing a worker shortage. Where are they turning for help?
Germany is actively addressing its skilled labor shortage by looking to India. The nation struggles to find enough qualified staff. In response, they are now giving jobs to young people from India, tapping into its vast pool of educated professionals. This involves streamlined visas and integration support, making Germany an attractive destination for Indian workers.
An interesting solution to a shared economic problem. And speaking of international economic ties, U.S. executives have been making a renewed push into the world's second largest economy. What's the latest from American business leaders attending the China Development Forum?
Over 80 global executives, including leaders from Apple and Eli Lilly, recently traveled to Beijing for the China Development Forum. Their presence signifies a renewed effort to deepen engagement and investment in the Chinese market. Discussions centered on navigating trade, reinforcing supply chains, and exploring growth avenues amidst geopolitical tensions. It reflects a strategic balancing act by U.S. businesses.
A delicate balance indeed. Now, let's shift our focus to an issue that consistently ranks high on voters' concerns: affordability. When voters talk about affordability, what specific area are they most frequently pointing to?
Arjav, many voters are directly pointing to healthcare costs. While Democrats have had limited success with the Affordable Care Act, proposed healthcare cuts by President Trump's administration appear to have given the issue new resonance. High out-of-pocket expenses, prescription drug costs, and insurance premiums continue to burden families, making healthcare affordability a potent political battleground.
Healthcare costs are undoubtedly a major concern. And on the topic of medical innovations, there's a burgeoning market for weight loss drugs, which is now seeing a price war. What's happening in India, and how is Novo Nordisk responding?
In India, a price war is heating up for weight loss drugs. Indian generic drug makers are launching affordable alternatives to popular GLP-1 brands like Ozempic and Wegovy from Novo Nordisk. This increases accessibility in India, which faces obesity challenges. Novo Nordisk is betting on its established brands and innovation to maintain leadership amidst this new competition.
That expansion of access through lower prices is a critical development. And it's not just India. We're seeing similar trends in the United States regarding weight loss drug prices. What's the situation there?
Yes, weight loss drug prices are also beginning to fall in the U.S., driven by increased competition and demand for affordability. While the U.S. pharmaceutical market differs, this downward trend offers hope. The question is whether this example of price reduction can be replicated for other expensive medications, potentially requiring policy changes and greater generic competition.
A crucial discussion for healthcare access globally. Now, let's shift our attention to geopolitical tensions and their economic ripple effects, specifically focusing on the Middle East. Prime Minister Modi recently addressed the Lok Sabha on the conflict's impact on India. What were his key takeaways?
Prime Minister Modi outlined a Middle East conflict's potential economic ramifications for India, including oil price volatility. He notably drew a parallel to the COVID-19 pandemic, emphasizing India's resilience and preparedness to navigate new global challenges. This comparison underscored the nation's capacity to absorb external shocks and strategically plan amidst geopolitical instability.
A powerful comparison. And on the economic front, we've heard warnings from prominent figures about the financial consequences of this conflict. What did former IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath have to say?
Geeta Gopinath, former IMF chief economist, warned that a prolonged Iran conflict, especially disrupting oil supply through the Strait of Hormuz, could cut global GDP growth by up to 1%. For oil-reliant economies like India, this would mean significant inflation and slower expansion, highlighting global vulnerability to Persian Gulf energy shocks.
Those are significant numbers. Looking at the broader economic picture, what kind of long-term damage could energy attacks in this war inflict globally, beyond immediate price shocks?
Energy attacks targeting oil and gas infrastructure in the Persian Gulf could turn an economic shock into long-term, systemic damage. Disruption in this crucial region could hurt businesses and consumers globally for months, even years. The impact would extend beyond higher prices, leading to widespread inflation, increased manufacturing costs, and a general slowdown in global trade.
A truly concerning outlook. And on the ground, what's the latest report regarding attacks near an Israeli nuclear site?
The BBC reports Iranian missiles injured 180 people in towns near an Israeli nuclear site. This signals potential escalation and raises serious regional security questions. Israel is investigating how these ballistic missiles penetrated its air defenses. The proximity to a nuclear facility, plus casualties, underscores the conflict's volatile nature and wider regional conflagration fears.
A very serious development we'll continue to monitor closely. Let's pivot to some domestic news in the United States, specifically concerning press freedom. The Supreme Court recently made a decision on a press freedom case. What was at stake?
The Supreme Court declined to review a significant press freedom case involving the 2017 arrest of a Texas journalist. He was arrested after publishing stories about a border agent's public suicide and a car crash. The court's decision not to hear the appeal means the lower court's ruling, unfavorable to the journalist's First Amendment claims, stands, leaving questions about press protections.
A decision with potential long-term implications for journalists. And on another domestic front, immigration enforcement continues to be a contentious issue. What's the latest on ICE's expanding footprint, and how are communities responding?
Reports indicate a significant expansion of ICE's detention footprint across the U.S. This growth is sparking resistance in both Democratic and Republican cities, reflecting broader unease with immigration enforcement's direction. Communities are mobilizing through protests, legal challenges, and local ordinances, highlighting growing bipartisan concern about the human cost and financial burden of expanded detention.
A challenging situation for many communities. Let's move from policy to a very real and immediate concern for some drivers. A cyber attack that left people stranded. What happened with this vehicle breathalyzer company?
A cyber attack on a vehicle breathalyzer company caused significant disruption, stranding drivers across the U.S. These mandatory ignition interlock devices for convicted drivers malfunctioned or registered false positives, immobilizing vehicles. The incident underscores critical infrastructure's vulnerability to cyber threats, impacting personal mobility and raising questions about integrated technology security.
An unusual but impactful cyber incident. Now, let's turn our attention to the political landscape in India, specifically West Bengal. The left has historically been a significant force there. What led to their decline, and who filled that political vacuum?
An analysis of West Bengal's political map shows a dramatic decline for the left parties, which once held significant power. Their traditional voter base eroded due to changing economics, internal struggles, and failure to adapt. Ironically, the political vacuum was largely filled by the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, reshaping West Bengal's dynamics into a key battleground state.
A stark transformation in Indian state politics. Moving south, what's the latest on the seat-sharing deal for the upcoming Tamil Nadu Assembly polls?
For the Tamil Nadu Assembly polls in 2026, the NDA alliance finalized its seat-sharing. The AIADMK will contest approximately 178 seats, the BJP secured 27, while the PMK's share is down to 18. TTV Dinakaran's party will contest 11. This agreement sets the stage for a competitive election, reflecting complex coalition dynamics and regional strongholds.
Clear battle lines drawn for that election. And finally from India, a high-profile legal case involving a famous Bollywood personality. What's the latest development in the Samir Wankhede versus Shah Rukh Khan case?
Former NCB officer Samir Wankhede informed the Bombay High Court he never demanded a bribe from Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan. This comes amidst allegations Wankhede sought a payoff to avoid implicating Khan's son, Aryan Khan, during a 2021 drug raid where Aryan Khan was arrested. Wankhede maintains his actions were solely within official duties.
A case that continues to grab headlines. Let's quickly turn our gaze to European politics. France recently held local elections. What were the key outcomes, particularly for the Socialist Party?
In France's recent local elections, the Socialist Party managed to hold power in several major cities, including Paris and Marseille. This represents a boost for mainstream parties, showing resilience against rising nationalist sentiment seen elsewhere in Europe. While the nationalist right won in Nice, the socialists' urban strongholds suggest continued appeal.
A nuanced picture indeed. And now, for our final story, a development from the ongoing investigations into Jeffrey Epstein's activities. What new details have emerged about his relationship with Wall Street titan Leon Black?
New reports indicate Wall Street titan Leon Black paid Jeffrey Epstein an astonishing $170 million. While Black previously stated these payments were for tax and estate planning, investigations suggest Epstein's services went far beyond. The New York Times implies Epstein engaged in activities to solve problems for Black, particularly involving women, deepening controversy around Epstein's network.
Truly disturbing details emerging from that ongoing story. And that brings us to the end of our news briefing for today. Before we sign off, here's a fun fact for you. The first recorded use of the term robot was in a 1920 Czech play, RUR, derived from robota, meaning forced labor. A reminder of how far our fascination with artificial beings goes back, even before the technology to create them existed. Thank you for tuning in. Arohi, thank you for those insightful reports.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
That's all for today. From all of us here, have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential news.